Hey, 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 it's the Chaos Queen here, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
There is nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. Hello and welcome back into our studio. This is Studio 2009 here on the Geekcast Radio Network. I am, of course, TF2 and Mike, and it is time to launch a new origin series. That's right. Originally, episode 65 was going to be all about syndication with television, animation, and other things, and I didn't plan enough for that, so we're doing this. The Gamer Origins will be 30 video game questions, all about people's history with video games, which joins our series on cartoons, comics, podcasting, toy collecting, Transformers, and He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Video games, yay! And today I am in the lovely hands of the Chaos Queen as she asks me the 30 questions all about my history with video games. Hi, Chaos, how are you?
I'm all right, darling, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. And yeah, folks, this is actually not her debut. Technically it is, but her actual debut we recorded in advance of this. That'll be episode 69 when we talk about Armageddon in a few weeks later in December of 2023. So merry early whatever to everybody. And yeah, so I leave myself in your capable hands.
Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Okay. Edit this out. This is a really dumb question. Did you grow up playing video games? That's a really dumb question. No shit.
Yes, I know it's a dumb question, but some people... Okay, so some people that may have... And I'm not going to edit this out.
Okay.
But some people who have started playing video games now did not play video games 40 years ago when we were children. Take it away.
Okay, Mike. Did you grow up playing video games?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And what were some of your earliest video game memories?
My mom had both the 2600 and 7800 at different times, the Atari. I remember playing Barnstormers on that. I remember hating the Atari because, as people will see on GeekCastRadio.com in the episode post for this podcast, I will have a picture in there of how I played video games one-handed. I was born with a mild case of cerebral palsy. I do not have full function of my right hand at all. I have full function of my left hand, and I found a way much later, after 1985, of being able to hold the Nintendo Entertainment System controller in the palm of my left hand by using, you know, holding it in my palm and then using my thumb for the buttons and then my fingers for the D-pad. So the Atari joysticks, I don't like joysticks. No, there's no joy in those joysticks. Thank you. But yeah, that was the earliest memory. I did not have a Nintendo Entertainment System. My cousins did. And I would go over to their house and play Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt and all that stuff all the time. I grew up mainly on Nintendo. I made really, really poor choices in 1992 when it came time to get my own next video game system. Because the first system I had, other than my mom having the Ataris... was the Sega Master System. She's in Christmas, right before Christmas of 92, she's like, okay, we're going to go into Child World, which was a, I think there's, they're probably not around anymore. It's a local, it was a local toy store up in New England, similar to Toys R Us, but at that time, in my personal opinion, it was better because it was New England based. And she's like, you can pick one. You can either pick the Sega or the Super Nintendo. And I'm like, okay. And no, I'm misspeaking. I'm misremembering. Nintendo Entertainment System or Sega Master System, because even though the Genesis came out a little after the Super was still the second one, whatever. So I had the Sega Master System with Alex Kidd in The Lost Stars and Bo Jackson's Baseball and all these other games that I don't really remember that well, and I didn't want to play any of it. I'd rather just go on the computer and play whatever computer games I had on my Apple IIgs at the time. But in 1992, she finally acquiesced and said, okay, fine, you've been at this Nintendo Center, because Nintendo used to go into the malls and stuff and put little centers where they would have TVs and consoles. It was a whole thing. And it played Super Mario World, the Donut Plains 1 level, over and over and over again. And that Christmas, I was like, I want this, Mom. This is the only thing I want. I don't want anything else. And I got it. And pretty much from Christmas Eve morning up until December 26th, I played that Mario game pretty much almost 2.5 days straight. Unless I was sleeping, I was on that damn game. Yeah, those are the earliest memories.
I mean, you pretty much stated this, but what video games were you playing the most as a kid?
I like Nintendo over Sega. My buddy, this is later in life, this is like middle school years when the Sega Game Gear came out. I was like, ooh, that's cool. And he's like, yeah, and you can watch TV on it too. And I was like, really? That's all I wanted to use Sega Game Gear for, was to watch TV.
I had a Game Gear and I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. I remember watching Tiny Toon Adventures on it in 1990. Uh-huh.
Rude.
Rude.
I had no idea. I was deprived.
So the Game Gear you could watch TV on, and Miss Chaos here feels like she was so deprived because she didn't know that. But yeah, I liked Sega Genesis, but I only liked Sonic. I played Golden Axe and Golden Axe 2 and all that. I kind of liked Golden Axe. I have this weird thing where if I get introduced, and it doesn't matter if it's a game or movie or whatever, if I get introduced to the sequel first for the first film, I will most like I love Caddyshack 2.
Mm-hmm.
The original Caddyshack, I don't know, it's not bad. I don't dislike it, but it's not my favorite. And I guess, folks, I know, Caddyshack 2 sucks. It is what it is. But yeah, I was definitely a Nintendo kid. I also was a portable Tiger Electronics. Oh, I had Paperboy, I had Turtles, I had so many Tiger Electronics games. It wasn't even funny.
Okay, what would you say is your absolute favorite video game that you played as a kid?
Gotta be Super Mario Bros. 3. Game was just so cool at the time. It was so fun. It was Mario turned into a raccoon. You could turn him into a Mario becoming a hammer brother. That had never happened before. That was awesome. Frog. Finally, Mario could actually swim without lessons. He didn't need floaties. He had a frog suit. But yeah, Super Mario 3 was definitely my favorite as a kid.
Very nice. What are some of the other video games that you liked? Did you have a favorite genre or type of video game?
Oh, I didn't really have there are genres that I avoid. I just don't. Just have no interest in, like, RPGs. I don't hate them, I don't dislike them, whatever, but I just don't. They're just not for me. Like, you're never going to catch me playing Final Fantasy. Never going to happen.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. I can hear that sly smile on your face right now. But it's just one of those things where I like the side-scrollers, I like the first-person shooters, I love, we'll get to this a little bit later, but the only racing franchise that I was first introduced to that I preferred over a different one was definitely Need for Speed. I like Need for Speed more than Gran Turismo. Oh, yes. Finish your thought.
We're going to have to battle later.
Oh, are we? Okay. Well, then, Need for Speed Superior.
Ooh, Gran Turismo.
I loved all the Mega Man games.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much starting again, like, I remember playing the first Mega Man, but I liked Mega Man 2, 3, and 4 more than the first game.
Mm-hmm.
I never played Castlevania. Just not my thing.
My goodness.
I did play Double Dragon, but not enough. I love the original NES Turtles game. That was super cool. And then later, when they went to the Super Nintendo, they did Turtles 4, Turtles in Time. that out of that console era, that is easily my favorite Turtles game, is the Turtles 4 Turtles in Time. I liked F-Zero. I actually really dug Super Mario Kart. I thought that was fun.
That was cute. Mm-hmm. That was so cute. I love that.
Yep, yep. I love the Simpsons Road Rage. Road Rage, I think it was on either PlayStation or PlayStation 2. It's essentially Crazy Taxi, except it's with the Simpsons.
Yeah, you're bringing me back, man.
Uh-huh. We're going to get into this way later. I watched a video of this game with a certain character earlier before we did this recording, folks, because I needed to remind myself. But, yeah, Bloody Roar 2, I love that game. One character. But other than that, I remember going to these are other memories and stuff, but we would go to like the movies and stuff, and they would have our back when movie theaters had arcade cabinets in them. We would play at the time, I think it was Soul's Edge is the cabinet game. It's essentially Soul Calibur, but it was called because that game franchise has a weird naming history. But at the time it was called Soul's Edge. And that's one of my favorite fighting games. I love that game. That game was so fun.
How did your gaming habits change as you grew up and throughout your life?
I stopped.
That's it. Interview over. Done. All right. Okay.
Well, 1992, Christmas of 92, I had the Super Nintendo, I had Super Mario World, I had A Link to the Past, which in my personal opinion, listeners, listen to what I just said, my personal opinion, A Link to the Past is my number one favorite Zelda game out of them all. I haven't played them all, but it's the one that I love playing the most versus the original two games that they had on NES at the time. What else did I play on? So I played all that stuff. And then in 1993, my mom, as New Year's Eve was happening, and we were seeing the Three Stooges marathon that used to happen all the time on WSBK Channel 38 in Boston, Massachusetts. It was the Brighto commercials. The Stooges were doing some weird commercial things within their shorts.
Brighto, makes old buddies new. We'll sell a million bottles.
And New Year's Eve, she had a nervous breakdown because she found out the guy that she'd been dating for practically a decade actually was married and had two stepdaughters that lived in Canada. So my mom signed custody over to my dad. I come from divorced parents. They divorced in 82 when I was 2 years old. I lived with my dad off and on, and he would always come to see me and had visitation rights and all that and everything else. He remarried my first stepmother. That happened in 87. That's a whole other can of worms that I'll get into at some point here. But so mom had a nervous breakdown. I had to sign custody over to dad because I couldn't go with any other family member. Dad was perfect, you know, and I'm saying this as I'm trying to say this correctly, whatever, but, you know, it is what it is. You step up when you're a parent, I guess. I wouldn't know I'm not a parent, but, he came up from Kentucky, and I moved down to Kentucky, and going from Massachusetts to Kentucky is an extreme culture shock at 13 years old. Literally came up my 13th birthday, February 9th, 1993, and, I got my own, and I know this is lame, but I got my own, finally got my own Game Boy for my 13th birthday. And I always loved playing Tetris on that. I loved playing Super Mario Land 2, 6 Golden Coins on that. And yeah, I ended up in Kentucky with him and my then stepmother at the time, and that was about 2 years. And due to things that she did, I ended up in the custody of the state. From 1995 to 1999, I actually had to, and this will tie back into video games, folks, I promise, I had to recommit my, I had to make the decision at 19 years old to recommit my, 18 technically, to recommit myself so I could even graduate high school, because I got held back, my stepmother held me back from 8th grade Because I failed health and PE. Number one, health class is boring. I understand why we need it, but it was boring at the time. And number two, I'm physically disabled. What I failed in gym class was not running up and down a basketball court. It was the fact that I couldn't climb the damn rope. So, you know. But as all this is going on, we've got the PlayStation coming out. We've got all these other games coming out. And as I was in the, as I was a ward of the state at the time, we would have various staff members come into whichever group home I was in. There was one, the guy's name was Mark. He was always the overnight guy, and he would actually bring in his PlayStation, and he introduced me to Metal Gear Solid, and I just have not looked back. I love that franchise. So as far as my actual gaming habits, a good buddy of mine, Sean, I lived with him a couple of times in the early 2000s, and he was a big computer gaming guy. He still is, and he introduced me to kind of like Need for Speed and that kind of stuff, and I eventually played Kingdom Hearts here and there, and that's as close as I get to Final Fantasy is Kingdom Hearts, those games. I love those. Those are cool. But after 2006, 2007, these gaming companies are like, besides the fact of cost, and I understand why they cost as much as they do, hello, but because of playing one-handed specifically to the controllers, I couldn't do an N64 controller at all. Just was too wide. The original Xbox controller, too wide. At least the Sony PlayStation 1 and 2 controllers, even with the PlayStation DualShock, at least that wasn't so bad where I could still play it. But after a while, the controllers just got too damn big, and I just went more PC gaming than anything else. But even then, I fell out of doing that. I still play Grand Theft Auto 4 for stress relief. Let's say. Yeah, I've played that game so many times since 2006, I don't need to play it for the story anymore. I just play it for crime solving. Nico Bellic in the City of Justice. So yeah, I pretty much did stop. Like, I love watching people play modern games. That's awesome, but I just haven't gotten into any of them as far as actually playing any of them.
Do you go back and play any of the video games you grew up with?
Of course. Coolest thing a couple of years ago, Nintendo decided to go classic. They released the NES and Super NES Classics. Now, a buddy of mine who has also podcasted with us a lot, Michael Powers, he's Steve Megatron's friend, but he's also my friend as well. He actually gave me... Actually, I bought it from him, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I bought it from him. And his only thing was if... The only way he was going to sell it to me, the Super Nintendo Classic, is if I would never sell it ever. And I'm like, dude, I want to play this thing. I ain't getting rid of it. So it's hooked up to my TV right now. And at the time when I bought that from him, Karen and I had just moved into the house that she had bought. Karen, for those that have listened to Studio 2009 before, and for those that haven't, she is my late, technically, ex-wife. That's a whole other story. Yeah, so we had had the Super Nintendo, and I'm like, ooh, I kind of want the Nintendo Classic, but I couldn't find it anywhere at a decent price, because, man, those things were just everywhere. I got scammed on Facebook Marketplace, and, oh, this is a modified version of it. It has, like, over 1,000. I'm like, I don't want the 1,000 games. I just want the 30 that are supposed to be on the damn thing. So I eventually found one that wasn't a scam. Yeah, we got scammed on the NES Classic, and then I found one that wasn't a scam. And I just found it. It's on the... I think it's on the nightstand in the bedroom. I got a... Now, I found the console. I have the controller. No idea where the wires are that actually connect it to the TV. Oh, no. So, but I have two-thirds of it.
That's almost a full system.
Almost. Yeah, almost. But I love replaying Super Mario World. I love replaying a Link to the Past. And like I said earlier, before... There's nothing more, like, if I just need to zone out, veg out, and just, like, not deal with anything. I will put on some loud-ass rock music blaring in my headphones. I will throw in Grand Theft Auto. Actually, I don't have to throw it in. It's on Steam. But I will put that on, and I will just get in a cop car in that game and just go bust up a bunch of criminals.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which video games from your childhood have you replayed as an adult, and which ones held up the best or worst?
So it's funny, we do this same question with almost all the Origins, and with the cartoon one, I like to look at things in the time they were made.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at Super Mario Brothers, the very first one. Still a pretty damn good game almost 40 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And we are two years away from the 40th anniversary of the original game and the original Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, God.
Still a pretty damn good game, you know.
Making me feel old here.
Okay. You're younger than me, dear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by like 3 weeks.
Yeah. But yeah, I all the games that I have replayed, I think, up for me because I enjoy replaying them. I know what the story is to A Link to the Past, but that still doesn't mean that it takes me about 4 different times to kill some of those mini-bosses in that game, depending on which one it is. Sometimes those Armos Knights, man, they are just vicious, even though you just shoot them with arrows. I haven't played a lot of the Mega Man games. My main one that I used to play all the time was Mega Man X. It went to Super Nintendo. I think it was Super Nintendo. Steve will probably listen to this and be screaming at the top of his lungs. Yes, it was, or no, it was.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Yeah, I replay them quite a bit now that I have the systems to do it on.
Well, which video games that have released in your adulthood have you liked the most?
I like a lot of them. I mainly just watch people play. That's pretty much all I do now. There are a lot of streamers out there that play some really awesome games. Games that I've never heard of, but I'm kind of getting into them because those people are playing those games. But ones I really look out for is like some of the Need for Speed entries. And with Need for Speed, I will say this. I only like the Most Wanted or Undercover or the ones where it's dealing with the cops and this, that, and the other thing. I don't like Need for Speed Pro Street, like when it's like Need for Speed on a track. That's boring to me. If I wanted to play, you know, race tracking games, I would go play Gran Turismo, but I don't want to do that because no.
Gran Turismo, yeah.
But I just finished watching, I gotta watch the last video. There's a guy out there called The Rad Brad on YouTube. He did a whole playthrough of Spider-Man 2. So I gotta finish watching his latest video. Love that game. That game is so cool. I love a lot of the Twisted Metal games, so those are cool. What else? Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, the original PlayStation type characters when those first started. Metal Gear, like I said, Metal Gear Solid stuff. Really enjoy that. I watched somebody do a full playthrough of, I forget which one is first. I think it's Jedi Fallen Order and then Jedi Survivor. So I liked that. I actually remember playing the old trilogy game in that arcade at the movie theater where they had the big surround sound thing where you sit in the thing, and it's basically episodes 4, 5, and 6, and you get to choose which movie you want to play in. So that was really cool.
Are there any video games that you hate or have been greatly disappointed by?
I wouldn't say there's games that I outright hate because I usually just ignore the stuff that I have no interest in.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't any games that I have played that I have hated because, again, I'm only playing games for, I want, like, I'm sticking to franchises. You're not going to see me playing something I don't know most of the time. Like, at some point within the last 20, 30, 40 years, there has been a game that I may not have liked. Like, take Need for Speed. I tried Pro Street. Didn't really like it. At the same time, I don't hate that game. So, that I was disappointed by it. It just wasn't the type of Need for Speed I wanted to play. So, yeah.
Well, with everything you have played, who is your end-all, be-all favorite character from any video game? You can pick one hero and one villain.
So I actually wrote my choices down on my own document in Microsoft Word, so you don't see these. But, I mean, I like a lot of them. We're going to talk about that with the next question. But if, you know, you stick a SOCOM pistol to my head, I'm probably going to pick Solid Snake and Liquid Snake. Metal Gear Solid was just so freaking cool to me. And I love David Hayter as the voice of Solid. And I love Cam Clark, who was the original voice of Leonardo in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 87 cartoon, came and did the voice of Liquid Snake, who was the main villain in that game. So yeah, Solid and Liquid Snake. Love those guys.
Okay. Well, what are some other video game characters that you like?
I like Mario. I like Sonic. I like Mario probably more than Sonic most days, because Mario's had so many adventures. I like Sonic. I don't dislike Sonic. But, you know, that chili dog eating fool is a little too fast, though. I only say...
Too much coffee.
Nah, yeah. reminds me of that, I forget which studio did it. I think it was DreamWorks did Hoodwinked, where it was a Little Red Riding Hood. It's a whole other thing, but there's a chipmunk in that where the wolf gives the chipmunk coffee, and the chipmunk's like, coffee, 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 coffee. Like, go get him. Oh, Lord. But yeah, no, I love Mario. I love how versatile Mario's been over the years on multiple systems, from NES and Game Boy to Super Nintendo to 64 and some of the things that they've done. I actually had Mario Paint back when I thought I could be an artist as a child. Of course, that never happened. Like I said, I like Sonic. I like Tails a little bit more than Sonic, because Tails is kind of cool. He's kind of that fox character with, you know, he uses his twin tails as kind of like a helicopter thing, and he can fly around, and, you know.
Yes.
Which is funny, because when you ask the question, when you ask question 10, I was originally going to put this, I'm going to say later here, but I'll save that answer, because that should go into the gamer fantasy fun land answer. I think that'll work better. But yeah, no, there are plenty of other video game characters. I like when games give you the choice of being able to just jump in and out of things, like in the Spider-Man games. There were Mary Jane missions, even though I didn't play those games. I thought that as a video game fan, I thought that was really cool, that you get to split your time between Peter, Mary, specifically to the second one, as I'm thinking of this. You have Peter, Miles, and they switch off, and then you have Mary Jane missions somewhere in the middle there. So I like when games do that kind of stuff.
Are there any characters that you hate?
Alex Kidd. He can get lost in his stars from Sega Master System. Ugh. Sega tried to make a Mario character and they failed. He was so annoying.
Okay. So who are some of your favorite video game voices or voice actors?
Favorite voices or voice actors? Let's see. Like I said, David Hayter as Solid Snake, Cam Clark as Liquid. In the first Metal Gear game, there was Dr. Naomi Hunter, I believe. She was voiced by Jennifer Hale. I've had a crush on Jennifer Hale's voice since I was 14 years old, when she was the Black Cat in Spider-Man, the animated series from 1994. You know, as long as the voice fits the character, I like it. I mentioned about Sonic, you know, eating a bunch of chili dogs. That's because Jaleel White was the original voice of Sonic in one of the original Sonic cartoons. Mm-hmm. I love Charles Martinet as Mario, even though he doesn't get enough credit for being Mario, and even though he's no longer Mario, I love Mario as that. I love video game voice actors that have interesting things. Like, you never realize that was them, even though you know who. Like, of course, we live in the age of the internet. We have for 30 years now. Like, back then, with voice acting in the 90s, nobody really knew, because nobody really had until the internet came along, nobody really could research the stuff. They were all just, you know, anomalies, and their anonymity was amazing for them. But yeah, it just varies. It just, I love Matt Hill as the voice of Captain and the Game Master in that cartoon series. As far as other video game voices, I can't think of any anymore. My brain's starting to fog up. Yay!
Brain fog.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever own anything based on a video game? Toys, comics, coloring books, all that stuff?
I had a subscription to Nintendo Power, and I always felt like I had the power. Because, man, oh, when the Super Nintendo hit and they released whatever that, whatever, I forget which issue it is, and I'm sure video game historians are screaming, it was volume blah, 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 issue blah, blah, blah. There was a, when they announced the Super Nintendo and Super Mario World, there was like this big, like, fold-out poster. It was this whole thing, and I was like, oh, God. Because back then, that's how we got our news for video games, was through the magazines and, you know, Game Pro and other things and fine, but Nintendo Power, it was like you were the cool kid in school if you had a Nintendo Power subscription. Probably the only time I've ever been cool in my entire life. So I had that. I've had various toys, mm-hmm. comics, because they've done some that was the other, so Nintendo Power was the magazine. Back then they also did, they were trying to do the Nintendo comics system. And there is a series of Nintendo comics with Mario and Zelda and all of them, and I had those as a kid. I thought those were great. I didn't do too many of the coloring books because by the time I was really getting into video games, I was 12, 13, 14. It was, I just wanted to play the games. I wasn't really that big on the coloring book type stuff. So,
so no Yoshi underoos going on.
I had already grown out of the underoos. I think the last, and I'm only saying this, I'm only saying this to throw, be able to throw this clip in here from Captain America: Civil War. I think the last pair of underoos I had as a kid was Spider-Man underoos, and that was in like 1988.
All right, just checking. What is your favorite video game theme song?
This is a loaded question for me, folks. I love soundtracks and scores. Movies, TV, cartoons, video games, whatever it is. If it's good and if it catches my ear, I absolutely love it. I love all of the Mario music. I love all of the Mario sound effects. But it's really, it's gotta go back to how they incorporated the music and the sound from Metal Gear Solid from 1998. You always, anytime you hear any music from the original Metal Gear Solid game, you know exactly what that is. And I love that music. I wish I could track a, I wish that they would release for the 25th anniversary this year, I wish they would release a fully licensed whatever soundtrack for that game. But other video game, I love the Mario, all the Mario music stuff, and how different the Mario music has gotten over time. The music in Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is some of the coolest music I've ever heard. It's just so fun. Mega Man, a lot of the Mega Man games have cool, interesting music. So, but yeah, for me, it's going to always come back to those Metal Gear instrumentals.
How big or small is your video game collection?
It's minuscule. I think I still have a original copy of the Super Mario Brothers 3 cartridge. I know I still have my original Windows copies of Grand Theft Auto 4 and a couple other games. I have the Super Nintendo and Nintendo Classics. But yeah, like I said, at close to the beginning of the podcast, I don't have more enjoyment now watching people play games. Like, please tell me why. Why and how biologically the forest can have suns? I don't get that whatsoever. Between that and Phasmophobia and Zomboid and all these other things, you know, I pretty much enjoy just watching people play the games now. My good buddy Josh Flood, who does ToyCast with me, he's like, oh, I think I can get on Grand Theft Auto 4 and we can do multiple. I'm like, Josh, I don't use it for multi... I understand the sentiment. You want to do something together, fine. It ain't going to be that game, because I don't use it for that. I use it for stress relief.
Okay. Which games had the biggest impact on your life?
I would say Tetris, the original Super Mario Land, Turtles 4, and Metal Gear Solid 2. Sons of Liberty. Are the ones that I played. Those games are all ones that I would go back and play all the time if I could.
Mm.
Those games were all so much fun. I really, really enjoyed them all. And I mean, Mario's Mario. I can always go back and play Super Mario World.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like, I've played that game so many times. I'm really not. Actually, it's funny. The last time I did a playthrough of that on the Super Nintendo Classic was, I don't know, a couple months ago, maybe 4 or 5 months ago now. I tried to just see how high I could get the score counter. See how high I could get the... I'll just sit here and Donut Plains 1. It's fine. See how high I can get... Or I'll just go through some of my favorite levels in the game and just play those just to see whatever. So, but yeah, no. Definitely Mario. And again, the sound effects in Mario... Oh, I can hear... I used to... I don't now, because I actually use the Metal Gear exclamation mark sound. I got my, back in 2017, when I got a Samsung Galaxy S7, first thing I did was go to my computer library and and get the Mario coin sound. And I had the Mario coin sound as my notification sound. And then I finally switched it to the Metal Gear alert sound, which people will hear in the edited version of this episode. Yeah, I would say between Turtles and Mario and Metal Gear and all that, yeah, that's probably the biggest stuff that's had an impact on me.
What was the most money you've ever spent on a video game item?
I would like to get a lot of the... I would love to get a couple of prints. There are a couple of art books out there I'd love to get, but I really haven't spent that much money on games nowadays or even back then. I really think the most money my mom ever dropped was spending $200 to get me that Super Nintendo of Christmas of 92. And that was the... PlayStation 2 was, because the PlayStation 2 was the first one I actually bought myself. Whenever it... I didn't get it on, like, day one, but, like, you know, within the first year that it was released.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Do you have a "my parents will let me play that game" story?
No.
That question is worded so whiny.
Well, it's... Yeah. That's because that question comes from cartoons and toy collecting. So, originally, do you have a "my parents wouldn't let me watch that cartoon" story? Or "my parents... you know, my parents sold all my toys." Do you have one of those kinds of stories?
My word.
Yeah. They're boys. So, you know, collectibles. It's an emotional thing.
Okay.
Anyway.
Do you have a "my parents wouldn't let me play that game" story?
Not really? Because by the time I was playing games... I mean, my mom let me pretty much do whatever I wanted, and I didn't have a game system at my dad's. My dad actually bought me two of the handheld Turtles games that I had, so surprise, surprise, he sold all my He-Man toys when I was 6 years old in 1986, but yet 3 or 4 years later, he buys me these Turtles miniature video game systems. That's a little weird, but...
Cool.
Do you, Dad? I did have, and I loved playing it. I mentioned this earlier about some of the I didn't mention this one specifically, but the Tiger Electronics games with Play... not Playboy. Wow, if Tiger...
Well, my.
Paper Boy is what I meant to say. I loved Jordan versus Bird. I loved that game. Even though it was just a little Tiger handheld game, that game was so cool. I loved that. Larry Bird forever, folks.
What is your opinion on video game reboots? And which ones do you think have been the most successful?
The overall opinion is, if it's going to be a good story, go ahead and reboot it. and do a different story. Don't repeat the same. Like, nobody wants another copy of Super Mario Brothers 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that game was cool. That game was different. It wasn't exactly where Mario had started with the original game, but it was slightly different. You could play as the princess. You could play as Luigi and Toad. That was cool. As far as holding up or most successful, I don't know. I think we now live in an age where, again, it's franchise-based. You could have any type of game in the Mario franchise, because all of them are different. Not a lot of them are. I mean, you might have sequels to games, and that's fine. I see a lot of the Mario games as sequels, not necessarily reboots. But with Star Wars and Marvel and all that, it's more of like, hey, what are we going to do next? I think the only... Yeah, I don't think they're... Okay, there have been, like... Now they're doing, like, these remastered, like, again, Metal Gear. They have the remastered collection or the ultimate collection or this collection or that collection. Hey, I know these companies need to make money. I know they need to keep their IP alive. But unless you're going to do it for the fans that love those games, don't do it. I can still go back and play the original Metal Gear Solid. That's fine for me. I will say, though, even though I wasn't able to play it, I did watch a playthrough of Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, and you're going to hear me say this again, folks, in a couple of weeks on episode 67, which is already recorded, but when that game hits the Shadow Moses incident from the original game and does this whole, like, flashback into, oh, man, all the emotions are just... came back flooding. So yeah, it just depends on what the companies do, but I think they need to do it. Like, don't do it unless you can do it right. Like, unless you can not necessarily make everybody happy, but do it the right way that it's gonna... I don't know. I've heard a lot of stuff specifically currently about the Metal Gear Solid remake stuff where it's like, it isn't this, it isn't that, it doesn't feel like blah blah blah, and I'm like, oh great, they made a crappy remake.
Which video game series from the past would you most want to see more of? Whether it's a reboot, a live-action movie, or any other form of media.
I think they need to do a Metal Gear Solid animated series. Somehow, some way. I mean, we have all these other cartoons that we can do stuff with. That would be really cool. I would love to see an updated version of the Legend of Zelda cartoon that was done with the Super Mario Brothers Super Show back in the day. As far as more, want to see more of the games, I want to see more of Turtles. I know the Turtles have had several games over the last few years, but I want to see, like, maybe adapt one of the movies, or maybe do this, or maybe do that. And I'm sure there was a video game for the latest movie or whatever and whatever else. But, like, go back to, like, the 1990 Turtles movie and do an updated with today's graphics kind of video game based on that kind of thing.
What is your opinion of the video game Sidekick? Luigi, Tails, Clank. Do you love them? You hate them? Don't care either way?
I like Luigi. He's got some, the overall aspect of the sidekick, I think, works, because in video games, more so than in cartoons, I mean, some video game sidekicks can be annoying. Tails can sometimes, if he dies and then you die, and as you're respawning, he respawns on top of you. He's not supposed to do that in Sonic 2, but sometimes he did. But no, for video games, I think sidekicks work, because they're there to aid the hero. They're not there to cause the hero annoyances. So I guess I would say I don't really care that much either way.
In your opinion, which decade represents the golden era of video games and why? The 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s? 2010s? 2020s?
It's funny. Originally, this question came from the cartoon script, and the cartoon script goes all the way back to the 1920s, 20s and 30s. So I had to actually look up and see when the very first video game was, and it was, like, just before, just as 1960 was happening, so that's why 60s, 70s starts it. I'm going to say the 80s. I loved the birth of the video games, 80s into the 90s. That was a real, real sweet spot. We have a lot more interesting and cool and graphically awesome games nowadays because of the technology, but you think about back then, they were like groundbreaking. And yeah, so I'm going to say the 80s.
As gaming has evolved, what have been your greatest likes and dislikes in the video game industry?
This is a question for other people, not me, really. Which is why we're doing this now, so I can get my story out of the way first, and then I can just go back to asking people these questions, which, yeah, but I am loving this, obviously. I think the video game industry, I think some of these companies, like I said before, with like the remakes and reboots and things like that, I don't think they know what they want to do. I think that their need to keep up their intellectual property maybe hindering them from creating new games or starting new games. This is why we have like AAA companies, and then we have the indie companies, and the indie companies are doing more like trying to break into the whole thing of what can we put in between Mario and Sonic? What kind of stuff can we create? Which I think that is really cool. That's a good spark of creativity. As far as the industry itself, I don't need to fight anybody over the last copy of whatever the newest, hottest game is. I just don't. Like, sometimes these video game fans, man, they be crazy, and it's just nuts. I mean, now most games, at least PC games, you can just get them on Steam, and you don't have to go to a store and fight people over the last Mario or the last Sonic or the last God of War or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, some people view video games as something for children and don't view gaming as a serious form of media that adults should consume. Who do you think video games should be made for, in your honest opinion?
Everybody. End of story. Period. Sentence. Done. Video games. There are video games for every level, from toddlers to 80-year-olds. The 80-year-olds are probably playing the Atari 2600, but, but it's, there's something for everybody, so they should be made for everybody. And where, again, this question is kind of coming from the cartoon script a little bit, because back in the 80s, a lot of these senators and people, and we're not here to be political at all, people, but I remember watching ads or watching news stories as a kid where it's like, oh my God, video games are bad. Our kids' minds are being destroyed because Mario ate a mushroom and became 6 feet taller than what he was.
Okay. We are now entering the Gamer Fantasy Funland. If you could own any vehicle featured in a video game, which would it be?
I gotta go with the Batmobile. Whichever version from any of the Arkham games.
Aw, darn. There goes my answer.
Because if you think about it, vehicles in video games, most like Mario, Yoshi is not a vehicle, he's an animal. I mean, well, I will probably let you get away with that answer because I'll change the question to pets, but but yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about all the video games I've played, and most of these characters, they don't really have vehicle, like, yeah, so I'll go with the Batmobile.
If you could live in any video game world that you wanted, where would it be?
Even though I know it's gonna be probably after a while, especially if Link doesn't defeat him. I gotta say, I really dig how the layout in and how the world looks in A Link to the Past. That would be really cool, going between Kuriko Village and the Lost Woods and all that. And I'll take the Master Sword. It's all right.
Okay. Who would be your top three gamer pals to join you and become a quartet?
I can't sing to save my life, but I would probably pick Zelda, Good Snake, and FemShep from Mass Effect.
Ooh, here's a good one.
Uh-huh.
If you could date any video game character, who would she be?
Hands down?
Mm-hmm.
Jenny the Bat from Bloody Roar 2.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Huge, huge crush on her. And this is the thing I alluded to earlier that I watched the video of so I could remember what her story was and what her how she played in Bloody Roar 2. It's the only reason why I liked Bloody Roar 2 was that character. I liked some of the other characters, but I always played as Jenny the Bat, and I would love to be on a date with her. That would be cool as hell. Although, you know, there's somebody out there right now that would probably take her, most likely.
What is the holy grail of video game artifact? Like the Fire Flower in Mario? Mega Buster?
It's from Mega Man. There are a lot of them, I would say. And I would probably pick... the Master Sword from A Link to the Past, most likely. Is not only is it an artifact, it's a weapon. As long as you have full health, you can, you know, shoot laser beams out of it, so that's cool as hell.
Neat. We are now exiting the gamer fantasy land. What is one piece of advice that you would give the video game fandom in general?
Calm down. Video games is so vast. And it had, like I mentioned earlier, with multiple age ranges and video games for everybody. Some of these fans that just go ballistic over one or two things, calm down, please. We can all get along. We can all have fun. So that would be what I would say to people.
Okay. All right. We are going to go to a quick ad break, and we'll be back to close the show right after this.
We are Two Mics, Two Furious, a podcast where we watch every episode of Transformers Animated and discuss from two different points of view. I'm Mike Seibert, and I've never watched Transformers Animated before, and guiding me on this journey is author Michael Andrews.
Hello! Yes, longtime Transformers Animated fan, serial rewatcher. I've seen it plenty of times.
So if you've never watched Transformers Animated but always wanted a reason to, now's your chance. Likewise, if you've binged the series several times, it's a great reason to watch through again with us. Because regardless, if you're a seasoned vet or a newbie, there's something for every fan. Because I ask questions.
Why is Prowl such a dick?
So that he can be not a dick later, I think is the answer.
Subscribe to Two Mics, Two Furious on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
Are we coming off furious enough? I feel like we're not living up to the... Are we supposed to be, like, more angry, more fired up? We're really in a good mood. We really enjoy talking to each other.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the GeekCast Radio Network.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news,
play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe podcast from the universe and beyond. Transformers!
You are receiving a transmission from the Rod Pod. Upload pending.
Stand by for soundtrack transfer.
I am Maggie.
And I am John.
And we are trapped, hurtling through space in a ship shaped like Rodimus's head.
The ship, for reasons we haven't been able to determine, contains the entire run of the IDW Transformers Phase 2 comic. which chronicle the events following the end of the war between the Autobots and Decepticons. So we figure we may as well read them all in order and report our findings to you.
Stand by. Stand by.
Upload complete now.
The Rod Pod.
Look for us at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com, at iTunes, at Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts can be found.
So, till all are one.
Till all are one.
Till all are one.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Would you like to be on the Origins episodes here at Studio 2009? Send an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com with the subject line, Gamer Origins Guest Spot. You must have 1 year or more of podcast experience, have a good mic, and be on Discord or Skype.
That's right, folks, and wow. I have a short origin story, but I still love video games. Even though I don't play them as much as I used to, I still love seeing the games. I still love watching game trailers. Game award shows can kiss my ass. You know, I just really still love the art of video gaming, and I may try some new games in the future. I don't know. Mainly what's stopping me from that is I don't have any modern systems other than the PC, so I'm sure whatever PC games are out there that people are playing, I could probably give them a try here or there. But yeah, my history with video games, oh boy, what a weird almost 40 years it's been. So, Chaos Queen.
Yes, sir.
You, ma'am, are a variety streamer, gaming streamer on YouTube and Twitch. Why don't you tell everybody about all the stuff you are doing on the Chaos Queen?
Currently I co-stream with my best friend, Gawky Let's Play. And we are finishing up our Borderlands 2 series. And we'll be starting up Borderlands 3 probably next week. And we're continuing our Gotham Knights on Fridays. And we have some random team streams over the weekends. It really depends on what we're feeling. But yeah.
Very cool, very cool. All the links to her YouTube channel, Twitch channel, all that good stuff will be in the show notes of my episode, folks, as well as when I flip the tables on her and ask her these questions. Most likely this coming February 2024, because that's when she's going to go in the hot seat for the Gamer Origins. Anything else you want to say before I run through the closing?
Yeah, just, hey, become a fan. Make sure to, I don't know what you do with podcasts, but like, subscribe.
Listen. They listen.
You know, listen. Listen, listen, Nina, listen. keep an eye out for my boy Mike here. Got some awesome, awesome stuff coming out.
That's right, and Chaos and I will be back in episode 69, as we will be celebrating 25 years of Armageddon. But before that, next time around, Dave Draper will join me as we get back to 12 months of Star Wars. We are going to do Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Episode 67 after that, as I mentioned earlier in this show, will be 25 years of Metal Gear Solid with my buddy Mike Laidman. Episode 68, Dave returns again, 30th anniversary of Jurassic Park. Yes, people, I like to remind you how old things are.
Yes.
And then as I just mentioned. As I just mentioned, Chaos and I will be back in episode 69 to talk about the 25th anniversary of Armageddon. So that's what's coming up here inside the studio. All right, gamers, as always, we want to thank you for joining us here at Studio 2009. If you'd like to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. That's how people interact with us. They listen to the stuff, and then they comment on it on the website.
Ah.
So.
Comment. Woo!
Yes, please, comment. As was mentioned before, if you want to be a guest, but if you just want to send an email as feedback, it's feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, leave us reviews, please. Spotify, any other podcatching client you choose to use. You can follow us on Chemical X. It's at Geekcast Radio for the network. I have not set one up for... Oh, no, I did set it up for Studio 2009. It's ITSSTUDIO 2009, all one word. Put that in here. I am at TF2 and Mike on X. You want to give him your X?
No. I tweet. I do not X. I haven't used it in a long time.
You use it. Motion. But you use it. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. You can also check out Studio 2009 over there as well. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on that title?
Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
the Cast Queen.
We'll hear us back in the studio soon.
I just made so much fucking work for you.
You didn't.
Oh my.